Endurance, perseverance, and steadfastness. Words that speak to me on many levels and chapters in my life, helping me through the altering and course-changing moments I have experienced thus far. Words, I hope, that speak to each of you of those times when you found yourself with the ability to withstand hardships you endured and adversity you faced. Times you continued with great effort to do or achieve despite the difficulties, trips-ups, failures, and opposition. According to a blending with Merriam-Webster Dictionary, those circumstances that you felt overwhelmed and wondered what is next, and not receiving the answers or directions from God, and you keep trudging forward to an unknown location. Today, we have left Paul with the Ephesians and the wisdom imparted by him, by being joined on our journey by James, who focuses on three themes throughout his writings that he will further break down for us on our travels. He will reveal to us the positive potential of the trials we may face, the opposition that tries to redirect our eyes and feet from wandering away from where God is directing us, hoping to distract us with shortcuts on our walk, while encouraging us to embrace our emotions, for they are part of whom God has created us to be, challenging us to use our barbaric yelp when we slide down a particularly nasty rock slide, cry out in joy when we successfully traverse to the top of the peak, and tears of frustration when we see it is but a pause before a steeper incline, recommending to us that praying faithfully throughout for wisdom, not only for gaining wholeness through the experience, but to release our self-centeredness and those things that would separate us from our companions and from God, who is desiring for us to become more Christ-like throughout this journey, revealing to us the fallenness of those who seek the suffering of others and persecution of those not like us, reminding us to be sure of whom we trust for the answers we seek to our questions. Finally, pointing out that God judges this world, not us, which releases us to focus on our footsteps and wandering, giving us perseverance in trials, pointing us back to wisdom that is not just for listening, but to be put into action. How then does this relate to us who have found ourselves in expected but unexpected extensions in the wilderness, feeling as though you're staring at a blank page instead of a printed map to guide you in this time? First, let me share a different translation of today's reading, paraphrased from the First Nations Bible. It says, "Strength of character is needed to finish walking the good road. When asking for wisdom from the Great Spirit, he freely gives wisdom to all who ask and never holds back." When you ask, you must put all your trust in him without doubting. When speaking of temptations that would pull our eyes from our destination and the work God wants us to do, the author writes, "We are the ones who tempt ourselves. We are lured away or trapped by our own desires. It is not God." The author encourages us to humbly receive the message that God has planted deep within you. This will set our hearts free and make our minds whole. When we find ourselves at the fork in our trail or at a switchback and seeking encouragement for endurance on this path, we can trust that God does not belittle or shame us for when we ask for wisdom. God does not promise us to outline our lives if we ask or give complete clarity on every decision. God does not give us everything we ask for in our prayers and supplications. God does promise us wisdom to discern and people within our community or circle of companions to go to help us in our time of discernment. We have been gaining knowledge from our trials, from our failures, and from our steadfastness to help us understand where we are at and, by faith, what direction we need to be headed to find the next revelation to move forward. To become comfortable within the wilderness, we look at endurance as faith stretched out. Faith in how to ask and how not to ask for things to be revealed, and questions it is not time to ask or get the answer we are seeking. It is having confidence in the identity and nature of God. It is having trust to stay the course we found ourselves on and see the nature of God and the alliance we have with Christ the Son. It is living out our faith by not seeking out hardships, but by digging into our emotions and headspace to reconcile with joy. Allowing joy to dwell within and transition our outlook for how we think during the circumstances we found ourselves in. Infusing ourselves to give way to tenacity, which helps produce endurance and perseverance, and to build up our fortitude throughout our time of wandering in the wilderness. It is building within ourselves the idea that things we carry within our backpacks, within ourselves, can help accomplish all God intends for us on this path. Holding on to the truth that we will be coming out of this as changed individuals as we do the work. Remembering that we are ever changing until our resurrection and glorification with God. All we are seeking while in the wilderness is when we find ourselves in ties to wisdom, to take this pathway forward, remaining slow and steady. For the work being done by you and the Spirit walking beside you is not done. The time we take will reveal new things and perspectives you might not have thought about before, giving ourselves grace to make mistakes and adjust accordingly on our walk, and making space for us to pair with others we find along our journey, while finding encouragement to endure, persevere, and have tenacity for the needed work set before us. Amen.